For some of you, take seriously about your meditation. It can be a little bit daunting for the beginner. Because just being mindful is very difficult. Because when you are thinking or drawing your awareness to your thinkingness, basically you are not mindful. When you get irritation, you are not mindful. Of course, when you are fatigued and tired, you're not mindful. When you're blaming your mother, you're not mindful. When you're stepping your own toes or your somebody's toes, you're not mindful. So this takes tremendous amounts of awareness. And you notice that awareness is nothing to do with your mind. So you are transcending your mind. Most people, they are not aware. They don't have this capacity. And most people do not have any directions in life. So that is a normal human existence. And meditation, of course, after many thousands of years, is experiment from human existence. Now it becomes an ancient art. At the same time, it becomes a science because more modern people take up meditation. The mind itself, the limitation is very obvious. Very obvious. It is not a knowing machine. It's a programming machine. Very powerful. Very powerful. And then, before long, I realized it's my mind scared the hell out of me, not really the circumstances. The mind interprets what I see, what I heard, what I experienced. So, I seen it, okay, again and again and again. But then to transcend the mind, it takes tremendous amount of work, amount of mindfulness work. But a lot of you, you will still find you will drown into your mind, not because you are bad, because you are human. There's no such thing as a bad person, trust me. There's only awakening human or sleeping human existence. So when we are sleeping, we have to go through the mercy of evolution. Evolution is basically is governing a lot of different factors. Already mentioned this. Your survival is supreme. So in the modern day, it's always money, 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 money. However, if your health is not very good or some problem, and then the fear will kick in. So that means we all being governed as a human, if you have a body, governed by the instinct of survival, security, of course, desire, and we all have all that. Now, of course, you know, the physical body got its own intelligence, you know that. You don't really have to ask your brain to think or function or your heart to beat. It's automatic. It's a very strange. We think we control our physical body. You don't. It survived by itself. However, you do. You did, you will influence it. Connect with the breath. I do not think for 3 seconds. And then if I'm not thinking, I notice I'm not fearful. Who notices it? Me, or rather I notice it. Life is very simple. The mind, very complex. Without some levels, okay, some kind of meditation practice, humankind got no chance. The mind will scare the hell out of him. So however, at least you notice through mindfulness training, you notice that. Phenomenon. Your mind interprets, it does not know. Just every human being assuming. And then the mind, look, it's nice to understand about suppression and projection. Suppression means I'm not afraid, and also suppression means I'm not angry, really, okay? So really I feel with the anger, the energy of anger, but I can suppress it. And we all experience that. So we have a lot of suppression. And then on the energetic level, you notice it's all inside you. And also, you understand there's a field, energetic field, layer upon layer. And I find a lot of human beings do not understand human being. Do not know how human being act, function, behave. So it's a big subject, isn't it? We don't make it too deep into psychology. What we see the person quite often is on the surface. On the surface means our conscious awareness, on the surface means is outside, not inside. So there's a very important subject because your life is subjectively experienced. Literally, you experience your life from inside. But a lot of people believing my life is outside, so that means depend on what's happening. And that is being termed illusion. But a lot of people, when they describe about their life, they talk about their stories, what's going on, how people see them, how I see the world. And that is being termed illusion. But it's okay because it's a conscious choice or unconscious choice. A lot of people, the Buddha utilized the word, not English word, okay, just translation, ignorance. Ignorance do not mean we are stupid. It's simply we render ourselves do not know anymore. Do not know anymore. Especially that word you looked, you do not know who you are, what you are, your truth. And that is the everybody seemingly the same, without exception. So until somewhere deep inside you stir you up, quite often we have to point at the heart. And somebody are ready, somebody not. That is, we talk about an awakening point or awakening agent. And some people awake is through questioning the meaning, purpose of one's existence. Somebody is have an alarm clock being set. Alarm clock being set is very much like, hey, time for you to wake up. So you feel so busy with your work, your family, and everything. And usually we ignore it. And then later, okay, because you have an alarm clock set, so it won't go off. It just push you a little bit harder. Hey, it's about time to wake up. And then you're so busy, have your baby and, you know, the studying and career and boyfriend and girlfriend. So who cares, okay? Yeah. And then because you set your alarm clock, brush you around until you respond. You said, what's it mean by brushing you around? You may have an accident, a divorce, a bankrupt, life-changing situation. And some people, their life is being hit bottom. And then there's no other way. They have to awake. To awake sometimes means if you've been forced, your intellectual mind cannot rescue you anymore. And then you have to awake. So that means you have to dig very deeply to try to find your resources. Eventually, you're running out of resources to solve your extremely painful situation. And then you have a glimpse of something extraordinary. I usually say congratulations. And some of you, it says go through evolution. So that means after many years of existence, okay, there's many rounds of existence, life does not die. You as an individual consciousness is still you. Always. But you just keep changing in form, outlooks of life and so forth, just like when you are a girl, completely different outlook when you are a woman. And then when you become a mother, you're adopting a mentality as a mother. And then later, you become a grandmother, you're adopting a mentality as a grandmother. So it's not really a mysticism. It's observable within your conscious awareness. It's observable. Thus, it becomes a science now, an art of living. It's not a mysticism anymore. Some years back, it's a mysticism. It's not now, because it's obvious. So evolution, reaching a point, you notice that. You notice your journey. And then gradually, you're curious and seeking the deeper meanings of life. And you also notice you do not have the capacity to pierce through those meanings of life. Thus, you need a skillful mean. So you need to seek quietly. And then when you sit quietly, if you haven't got enough energy, you cannot quiet your mind. So as our work, it is if you can hold the chi, not only your mind is quiet, it's time to support your conscious awareness. And that is supreme understanding. However, do not underestimate your mind, sometimes being termed the ego self, okay, the whole falsehood existence. Not because we are bad, we simply do not know. But then when you can achieve, okay, especially movement and then standing under a tree, that's our uniqueness in our meditation, and then we're observing about this. If we haven't got a chi, basically, meditation is a waste of time. Because without internal energy to support your awareness, you're sitting down and trying to quiet your mind is impossible. You're trying to control your mind, you need energy. But you're even trying to control your mind, you'll make your mind more rebellious against you. So the mind cannot be controlled in the usual sense. So that means you beat your mind up, use willpower, determination. In the long term, you can't. So meditation then become an art. So that means you need to focus, but then you need to have the chi, internal chi energy, and then the mind naturally being calm.